Amanda looked out her jail cell's bars, biting her lower lip as one of the prison guards approached. It was late at night, and she had been waiting for Officer Samantha to come over at long last. Ever since Amanda was first admitted into this unit, Samantha had been low-key flirting with her, giving her sly smirks, allowing her to take an extra dessert from the cafeteria, and even slipping a flirtatious little tease when the inmate walked past her. It was, of course, a minimum security prison, and Amanda was there for forging some checks. Nothing major in her eyes. But the judge didn't agree. She'd be out soon enough. But she had to admit that being in there wasn't as bad as she had feared. Most of the inmates weren't overly violent, if you didn't get in their way. And she could pass time reading books and doing some work around the library. The best part of prison, though, turned out to be Samantha. The guard had short, black hair and the bluest eyes Amanda had ever seen. She could tell underneath the uniform, Samantha had a great rack. And after being flirted on for several weeks, Amanda couldn't help but begin to check out the guard. Of course, nothing would happen between them. Right? Not as long as she was an inmate. Well, she was wrong. That morning, Samantha had told her she could go and pick a few items from the commissary, and they'd be taken care of. They could celebrate Amanda's little bit of good luck that night, if she'd like to. So, you're trying to buy me off? I thought it was usually the other way around. Inmates trying to buy favors from the guards. Amanda teased the beautiful black-haired woman and loved the way the guard smirked back at her. Look at it as a little gift to show my interest in you, she whispered, so that no one but Amanda could listen. So, should I come over to your cell tonight? I can make sure no one bothers us for at least an hour. Amanda had been locked up in there for over 3 months and was getting desperate for a little bit of action. She didn't have much of a connection with any of the inmates. But oh, Officer Samantha was sexy as hell. In the past, Amanda had slept both with men and women, so it wouldn't be an entirely new experience. The thrill of having sex with a guard, though, in her cell. Oh, it was so thrilling and sensual. Plus, it wasn't as if Samantha was coming out strong, demanding sex for favors or anything of the sort. It was a perverted little game of seduction, and Amanda was all of it. I think I'd like that, she replied, winking at the short-haired guard and walking away. Amanda took an extra long shower that day, and none of the guards said anything to her about hurrying up. She guessed someone else must be in on it, since usually guards would be walking up and down the cell block every half an hour or so. Yet, Samantha assured her they'd have privacy for at least an hour. Why not, after all? Guards had the right to enjoy their sexuality as well, and no one was bending Amanda's arm in the matter. So when the door was opened and Samantha stepped inside, Amanda felt a rush of excitement rush up and down her petite body, having been fantasizing about this moment all day long. Amanda was far more petite than Samantha, with long blonde hair and incredibly pale skin. She wasn't the kind of criminal covered in tattoos. In fact, she looked like any co-ed in the country. A hair under 25, still perky and beautiful. Her crime had been white collar, and it was thanks to her appearance that she managed to get the job that allowed her to steal any of that money in the first place. "Hello, officer. I've been waiting for you," she purred hotly, feeling more confident now that they were alone in her cell room. There was something sexy about the idea of sleeping with a woman in such a position of power. She stepped closer to Samantha and caressed her stomach and hips. Noticing how athletic the guard was, it made sense, of course. She had to be in shape. Amanda loved a woman who could easily pick her up with the same ease as a man would. Samantha took charge then, breaking the distance between them and kissing Amanda passionately. Their tongues danced together as Samantha stepped forward, prompting the prisoner to fall back onto the bunk bed. Amanda gasped as Samantha began kissing her way down her body, pulling down her pants and panties in one swooping motion. She closed her eyes and tried to pretend they weren't in prison, but at Samantha's apartment after a date, it made things a little less sordid, though the truth of the matter was, the forbidden aspects of this affair did make it hot as hell.
That feels good.
Amanda moaned as Samantha dipped her head between the prisoner's legs and began licking and lapping at her pussy. It was so sudden, but clearly in a place like this, there was little place for foreplay and coyness. Samantha wanted to taste her, and oh, Amanda was enjoying the way that tongue darted over her sensitive clit.
Shh, be quiet,
Samantha playfully admonished Amanda, nibbling at the engorged clit before sucking at it even harder, and prompting the blonde-haired woman to press her hand against her lips to keep a loud moan from escaping. Amanda's moans were muffled by the palm of her hand as Samantha kept on rolling her tongue up and down her folds until she was seconds away from coming. It was then that the guard cruelly paused, making Amanda whimper as the orgasm she had been longing for escaped her grip.
Not yet,
Samantha teased her and kissed her way up Amanda's body before reaching her lips. Amanda kissed her back, loving how perverted, how kinky it was to taste her own arousal on Samantha's tongue. Amanda's hands moved down Samantha's body, pausing at the guard's breasts to discover whether that rack was as amazing as she imagined it would be. And oh, she wasn't disappointed. They were larger than they seemed, covered in the uniform, and incredibly perky as well. She squeezed them with delight, loving the way Samantha moaned as she pinched those already erect nipples.
You love that, don't you?
She asked, and Samantha smirked, biting Amanda's lower lip playfully and tugging at it before going back to kissing her passionately. The two women moved together on the bunk bed, rubbing themselves against each other, their legs working in tandem. Their moans were blissfully muffled by each other's lips as they began moving more frantically, as the pleasure began to peak once more.
Don't stop this time, Amanda pleaded, feeling her lips puffy and red,
bolts of pleasure rushing up and down her body, emanating from her pussy. Both women were half undressed, not fully removing each other's clothes, too lost in the throes of passion to have any semblance of patience.
I don't want to, Samantha hissed right back, her lips moving towards Amanda's neck,
nibbling and sucking at it, knowing that she shouldn't leave a mark, but doing it anyways.
I'm going to be coming back to your cell often from now on, believe me.
Yes, ugh, keep going. It feels so good. Fuck. Fuck.
Amanda whispered between troubled breaths, trying her best to be as silent as possible, as she kept on grinding her pussy against Samantha's, their arousal merging together and staining the mattress beneath them.
Your body is fucking delicious,
Samantha hissed with desire, as the pleasure seemed to take over her mind as well. That athletic, sexy body quivering with arousal. They kissed one last time, both aching to make out, as they reached that moment of ecstasy, but also in a rushed attempt to keep their moans from filling the whole cell block. Both women came in perfect tandem, tensing against each other's bodies, their legs intertwined as they rubbed their pussies fiercely together. That was only the first orgasm of the night. Samantha ended up staying for over an hour and a half, until whatever accomplice she had between her co-workers began to heavily, slowly approached the corridor Amanda's cell was in, making it all too evident she couldn't keep holding down the fort alone any longer. Both of them rushed to get dressed, and while Samantha stepped outside, Amanda fell asleep heavily on her bunk bed, exhausted after a night of passion and incredible orgasms. She knew full well Samantha would be coming back for more soon.